Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 AM. I know there's angels around us today because the lights have come on the in the studio here. And if you're looking at us, you can go to our website at www.1150kknw.com and click on either live audio or live YouTube. And if you click on live YouTube, you can see the angelic light around us, this golden light. It's really quite nice. Anyway, I want to thank the angels for being here. The purpose of this program, of course, is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st to the 8th, and again from August 27th to September 3rd. We always experience, recently we've been experiencing lots of different miracle healings, from restoration of eyesight in my own eyes from 2050 blurry vision to 2010 crystal clear vision in both eyes, to the complete healing of Lyme's disease in another lady, to another man who had Lou Gehrig's disease, complete healing, spontaneous healing, to another lady who had fibromyalgia, completely healed, to another woman who was given a new set of legs for her crippled legs. She threw away her crutches and wheelchair. These are nothing else but miracles. And my angels tell me miracles are just a description of things that happen in the higher dimensions that we don't understand the physics yet. But they did happen. And if you'd like to, I can't guarantee this will happen for everyone, of course, because you have to be in a positive, upbeat mood for the angels and Adama to heal you at Mount Shasta. But if you're open to it, I think you have an amazing out-of-this-world time. We also see many, many Sasquatch and UFOs flying around. Both trips are fast filling up. So if you are interested in going, please let me know as soon as possible. It's just $200 per person. It covers camping costs and some other miscellaneous costs. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339 in the United States and Canada. Also, from May 17th to June 5th, 2020, I'll be going back to Peru to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu, and the southern tip of Lake Titicaca, a place called Amaramuro, which has a very special stargate. When we were there, when I was at Amaramuro a month ago, we were greeted by a whole chorus of children from the from Agartha in the Hollow Earth. They sang to us the whole time. Condors flew overhead. At the Stargate, which is a sheer rock cliff, we put our hands, members of our group, including myself, put our hands on the rock, and the rock started turning to jello in preparation for entry into Agartha. Unfortunately, there was a rainstorm coming. We only had booked the taxi for a few hours, and you really needed to stay overnight to go walk into Agartha in the Hollow Earth. So we will probably be camping at that very same spot, weather permitting, in May. If you'd like to go, the cost is just $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. Peru is not that expensive. You can probably manage the whole trip for less than $1,000. Airfare is from here down to Peru run as little as $216 from Vancouver. They had a special a year ago round trip, so the airfare is affordable. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And with that, I'd like to welcome Dr. Yun Shimizu.
Yes,
I pronounced it right. Good, June. Okay, June's here. He'll be talking about his healing techniques. We tried to get a hold of a doctor earlier today, who had some natural remedies for autism. But maybe we could talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yes.
During the part of the program, Dr. Shimizu was nice. He's here early. But I also have Michiko Hayashi, of course, and Giuseppe Vitellio. He's a theoretical physicist from the University of Solano in Italy and is a famous scientist with about 250 papers in international journals, chapters in various books, scholarly texts, and conference reports. Dr. Vitellio has written an appeal to the United Nations for the inclusion for the right of what? The right to water and air in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. He currently has the signatures and support of many scientists for his petition, including the famous scientist, Professor Noam Chomsky of MIT, Professor Luc Montagnier, another famous scientist who received the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2008, and many, many other people, including our favorite favorite water professor, Jerry Pollack, mm-hmm. at the University of Washington. And with that, I'd like to bring on Giuseppe first. Giuseppe, how are you doing today? Buongiorno in Italy.
Hi, good morning, or better, good morning to you, good night for me, because here is midnight, mm-hmm. but it's fine. I'm glad to be here again with your radio. Yes.
Oh, good.
You see, you were talking about this petition. It is still open, and really, I invite everybody to sign it. Mm-hmm. You maybe can put, or you already have on your social correct address to sign. It is in havas.org. So a signature for this right to air and water. As one of the fundamental rights for mankind to be included in the Universal Declaration for the Rights at the United Nations. But this is, this is one of the important things we have to face in these days. As you know, it started in China and now is spreading around in other countries, including Italy.
Oh, coronavirus?
Yes, coronavirus. This is really a challenge because it means that you see, we have still to fight. We cannot rest. Sometimes we think that we got everything. We got the best of science, the best from economy, the best from everything. But actually, we have still a long way in front of us. Mm. And so we have to be resistant on this side, as well as other things. For example, in Europe, we have a big problem at one of immigrants from people running away from wars in Asia, in Africa, and in other nations around Europe. And they are coming to Europe to find a better life. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, people is closed. We have so much room, we have so much goods. Nevertheless, people is very closed, and they would not like to accept other people. Oh. But it is just like singing by ourselves. Mm-hmm. This is, I would say, we are experiencing today about this coronavirus that we are just one single people, population on one single planet.
Yeah.
And nevertheless, we act as scattering atoms, which is so stupid.
Sure.
In physics, mm-hmm. We are studying a lot what is called entanglement.
Entanglement.
Namely mysterious relations among things. And such an entanglement, in a more wider sense, is also among ourselves, everybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking for you so far away, but so near, in some sense, in a very strict sense, by the way.
Sure.
So we have a lot to do, and this keeps us alive. Sorry if I talk so much.
No, that's fine, Giuseppe. I know it's always wonderful to have you on the program. And I think what you talked about, quantum entanglement, really we are all one. We are all connected through the God source, if you will. We are all entangled with each other.
Hi, Giuseppe. This is Michiko from Dr. Emoto's office. I met you at the water conference in Bulgaria in 2018.
Yes.
Well, good to be here with you. I think I totally agree with you. And when we look back, when this earth was created, at the beginning, there was no border, no country. But we were just one planet Earth. And human beings were the ones who started to make borders because of greed. And when Dr. Emoto was doing the research on water, he discovered at the beginning, he was taking the water from tap water from his office every day to see what kind of toxins that tap water had. And the data is slightly different. But one day, I think it was January the 17th of 1991, all the toxins went up really high. And he didn't know why that happened. He thought it was some kind of a mistake. So he repeated the experiment, testing, but a couple of times. But the data was about the same, and it was all the toxins were very high, and it didn't explain why that happened. That day, he went home and turned on the news, and that was the day he discovered that was the day that Gulf War started. So energetically, all the bombs that were being dropped in the battlefield was energetically affecting the tap water in Tokyo also. That means everything is vibration, and everything, we are sharing everything together because we are one. This earth is so small, and we should not be trying to conquer or treat water as it is mine, or only rich people can have this water, but it is for everyone, for all beings. It's like coronavirus, it's going spreading all around. We should be high vibration and accepting what it is and learning from that. Why is it happening?
Yes, I agree. I fully agree with you. And you see, this coronavirus is really on the first page of all newspapers. Mm-hmm. I would say in Europe, because now it's also in France, in Spain, and so on. Mm-hmm. And nevertheless, there is one point which is very important. Mm-hmm. Never too much fear, because panic, that is the real virus.
That's the virus. That's the worst
part. That is the point. I mean, because if you start to have fear, you start to close. A closeness is dead. Uh-huh. A living system in biology, a system is defined to be living, alive, when it is far from the equilibrium, which mm-hmm. means when it is open.
Ah.
Now, the best fight against anything which is attacking somebody or ourselves is just to open, to understand what is going on, mm-hmm. not to close.
Right.
Just the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if we close, we break our the links which connect each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the end.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, my friend. I want to finish your thought. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there is one key word which I use very much in my research in physics, which is dissipation. Dissipation means that the system is giving energy and is taking energy from the environment around it. And this is life. Life is just exchange, continuous exchange of energy, of resonance with other people, with other things, with nature. Mm-hmm. And this is the source of every civilization.
I wanted to ask you both, all of you here in the studio today, Anthony Michiko and Dr. Shimizu, the chairman of the CEO of Nestle has said that water is not a human right and that it should be privatized and controlled. And according to this article, Peter Labreck Lamonte, the chairman of one of the biggest corporations and the largest food manufacturer in the world, which is Nestle, he said that he said those who cannot afford those who want water should all pay for it, and corporations should all control it. I think I know the answer to that.
Who would agree with that?
Yeah,
there is nothing new in these things. These things are exactly what the Nazists and fascists were saying 8 years ago.
Okay.
Just like that.
Sure, right.
Just like
right.
that.
Right.
The world is mine.
The world is mine.
If you want anything, you have to pay. Even if you pay, you have no right.
Right,
and
exactly.
This is fascism. We call it fascism.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
So it can be, they can be very rich, but they are also very stupid. absolutely, because they do not realize what is going around them.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is another point. Stupid people, they might be very dangerous at some time, but at the end, they are losers. Because they are close.
Right.
Because they close on themselves to keep as much as they can, and they are, at that point, non-dissipative people. They are fragile.
Right.
So they are very weak. Mm-hmm. And they have to scream loud to show that they are strong, but they are extremely weak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they do not want, they fear words.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is why the radio is very important, because you can say words to people.
Yeah.
Well, and they fear very much. Yeah. You see, they will kill us.
Sure. Sure.
No problem. But you see, Nestlé has a very bad story. For example, it was known that in Africa, in some region, when there is desertification, people need water, and especially children, they need water, especially if they are very just born. So the best is feeding by the mother. But what they do? They promote the milk in powder, which is Nestlé made.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, to do that milk, which is in powder, you need water.
Mm. You're right, yeah.
Since
you
I see. Oh, okay,
smart.
There you go.
They're smart.
You see?
Yeah.
This is just so bad by
hand.
So bad.
Yeah.
This is... All of this is quite well known. We know them. We know very well. All of them.
I have to tell you this story.
They have a nice escape.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you this story. Last year, a couple different spiritual places, fairs, and also the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles back in February, last month, I saw people there, psychics, drinking Arrowhead water. Now, Arrowhead water was started by a Native American man, and he sold out to Nestle, I don't know, 5 or 10 years ago. Mm. Now, if you look at Arrowhead water, the ingredients, it has the most amount of aluminum of all bottled water in the United States. It's very, very high amounts, the highest in North America. And yet, none of on the labels for this Arrowhead water manufactured by Nestle, they added this water to it and changed the composition. Mm-hmm. Does it list anything about fluoride? Fluoride is a neurotoxin, causes cancer. It also shuts down your pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a psychic or a spiritual person, you drink Arrowhead water after a number of years, you don't have any psychic powers left. Sorry, your intuition's gone because it's all completely calcified around your pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a company that I don't think should be supported, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do buy their products, just give it a second thought. Because what an awful attitude to humanity. And I think one day they'll be privatized themselves or taken over by.
Yes.
When you asked your question, Ted, I was given a type of paradox as an answer.
Okay.
The idea of putting a price tag on everything and not wanting to share anything with anyone is this idea of clinging on and grabbing onto things really, really tightly.
Okay.
But when you grab onto things really, really tightly, your fist is closed and you can't receive anything in your hands.
Mm.
But when you let go of everything and you hold onto nothing, now your hands are open to receive any gift you want.
Mm.
That's what they shared with me.
Yeah, that's right.
The paradox.
Beautiful.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I have a wonderful doctor. I want to introduce you to him, Dr. Shimizu, who will be coming on my show in just a few minutes. But he believes in He has a consciousness approach to medicine, and he's a specialist in what's called quantum medicine. He has a doctorate and a PhD in integrative medicine at Quantum University. Anyway, he's here. I want you to say hi to
Hello, Doctor. Josephine.
Yeah. So, good. Giuseppe, we've got about about 8 minutes left.
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening to you. I'm happy to listen to you.
Okay, good. Let me tell people the website where the petition is. Mm-hmm. It's at avaaz.org, and then if you type in the right to water and air, will that bring it up? Was that pull it up, or the right to water, air, and air in the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights? Will that bring up the petition so people can sign it?
Yes, they can sign it. It is in several languages. It's in Spanish, English, Russian, Italian.
Okay.
You find in all the languages, you can read it.
Okay. And I believe it's on my website, too. I asked... I believe it's there. I'll check real quick. If you go to my website at outofthisworld1150.com, I believe there's a if it's not there, I'll have it put on. But I believe we did put it on. Yes, it's there. Oh. You go to my website, the front page, outofthisworld1150.com. Just to look on the right side at the bottom right, it says, please sign the petition to the rights of water and air. Right there. So it's been there. So you can just click on that, go to my website, and also see what's going on for the next show. I think eventually, Giuseppe, that that the right to water and air will be part of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights with the United Nations. I just look at it as a matter of time, because more and more people are waking up, and Nestle can't go on like this. They can't privatize everything, expect everybody to pay for water. Next, they'll be paying for air. You know, that's the next step.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
No, I think it's so natural. Anyone can even. It's so easy for everyone to know that all beings on Earth has this equal rights to have clean water, clean air. God is providing everything we need. It's not mine, but everybody's. So, I mean, we don't really need to try to possess it. It's provided always, so we share it.
Yeah. You know, I've been working with a group. Michiko's been working with a group to provide clean water for the Hopi and Navajo Indians in Arizona, Giuseppe. And for the last 60-odd years, many Native Americans among the Hopi and Navajo have been drinking radioactive carcinogenic water, with the result that the average longevity for males on the Hopi reservation is 44 years, females a little longer. But it's bad,
so sad,
and it's disgusting. And if you use Nestle's logic about how only corporations can own water and people have to pay for clean water, then if the Hopi can't pay for it, then according to that logic, Nestle probably says, well, then they should die. They can't pay for it, then let them die. That's not right. That's not a human society. No. That's not a benevolent, kind society.
Originally, they had such good water there.
Right.
And those corporations polluted it.
They polluted
it. And they left.
They left. And now
so
the Hopi
took everything, all the beautiful nature from the Hopi tribe.
Right. They robbed the Hopi of their resources, of the water resources, and now the Hopi are left with the aftermath of cancer and a shortened lifespan, about half of what U.S. average is.
But we can help them.
If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution to that, please contact me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'll put you in touch. There was a wonderful lady named Teresa who gave $30,000 last year to buy water filters so the Hopi could drink clean water, and we distributed those water filters now throughout the Hopi Reservation, but we need to reach more people. And now we realize the Navajo, too, are in the same boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, drinking in the United States, drinking carcinogenic water. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, too, what's amazing is that there's a federal hospital funded by the federal government in the middle of the Hopi Reservation, and they drink clean water through reverse osmosis.
Mm-hmm.
But the staff gets clean water, but none of the patients do. Anyway,
yeah.
Well... Giuseppe, I'm going to continue to promote you on my show, and I want to thank you so much for your beautiful work.
Yeah. Really? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm here listening to you.
Okay.
Thank you, Giuseppe.
Thank you.
Bye. You have a wonderful evening. Okay. Bye. Good night. Good to talk to you.
Good night, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Okay, wonderful. That was Professor Giuseppe Vitaleo of the University of Salerno in coming to us live from Italy. He's written a petition for the right to air and water in the to the United Nations, and he wants to include this in the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights. I've signed the petition, and many famous scientists have signed it as well. And I urge you to go make it easy. You can just go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and look on the right hand corner of the webpage, and you'll find his petition, right? Just click on it. And now we have last but not least, Dr. Jun Shimizu. He works here in the Seattle Bellevue area. He's an integrative medicine practitioner. He specializes in what he calls quantum medicine. He's not your usual doctor because he has a consciousness approach to medicine. He has a doctorate and PhD in integrative medicine at Quantum University. He also has a company called Global Healing in Seattle, and we tried to call a friend of his earlier, a lady named
Seema.
Seema Ash.
Yes.
Yeah, who specializes in what's called CEASE, CEASE therapies for autism, and I want to give out her website if you want more information. www.healing4soul.com. And if you're interested, her phone toll-free number is 1-800-669-0358. But she has a practice where she gives people natural remedies for autism, and I'm told that she's been very successful in helping people. But with that, Dr. Shimizu, I'd like to bring you on and
hello.
And tell us a little bit about your background and 25 words or less, if you could.
Yes.
Well, you can have 26 words. Go ahead.
How about 10?
Yeah, 10. Okay, 10's fine.
Yeah, so my starting point was a Chinese medicine over 25 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's a beautiful medicine and based on the energy mm-hmm. and as a qi. But there's a certain limitation to, you know, any other modality as well. So my experience was that treating after 10 years of over 10,000 patients, what I found, okay, this is not something that only we could, you know, we could use. We need to incorporate some of the approaches like structural, you know, chiropractic doctors, energetic part of it, nutrition, supplements, and the physical approach. So then after all those combination of this certification, the workshop that I went, something I was missing. So then what was missing as it unites the whole things is the consciousness of what we call quantum physics. That was my wake-up moment. You know, over 15 years ago. So, wow. Okay, I need to do this. So then I can really put this whole macro scale of the human body, how we can approach from the consciousness.
Sure, wonderful, wonderful. Tell me, now, I know you have a lot of wonderful people on your board for your PhD, including Lynn McTaggart, is that right?
Yes, she's the one of the faculty member, but also Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Okay.
And Dr. Amit Goswami, a quantum physicist.
Sure.
And the founder and the principal, the Dr. Paul Doolin, he's a French medical doctor from Montreal, and he's the master of everything Chinese medicine, Taoism, and Taoist, mm-hmm. and homeopathy, mm-hmm. naturopathy. Mm-hmm. So that was his passion and vision to bring this higher level of consciousness approach into the medicine. So he invited all those superstars into his university.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's great. Yeah. That's great. Yes. Wow. And also Greg Baden, right?
Greg Baden, I think a part of this whole circle, but he's not a staff member. I think he comes different. The summit today going to operate. As a matter of fact, we have a world conference this year. So it's in October. And then all this many doctors and scholars, PhDs, mm-hmm. they come together to learn and advance themselves.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Wonderful, yes. Wonderful. And Dr. Shimizu will also be a featured speaker at my Galactic Wisdom Conference I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I think he'll be speaking mid-afternoon on the 15th, Sunday.
Sunday, right.
March 15th.
Thank
so
you.
If you'd like to meet Dr. Shimizu, he's a wonderful man, and I can't wait for him to come. But the emphasis of my Galactic Wisdom Conference is twofold. The primary emphasis is healing. That can be physical or and or spiritual.
Sure. Or a combination of all.
A combination of both. In ancient Egypt, doctors there thought that every disease had a dis-ease. In other words, there was a spiritual cause for every physical problem we had.
Right.
And that also relates to the different dimensions, too, because if you heal someone spiritually in the fifth dimension, that'll manifest itself in the third.
Mm.
So you have to address the – if you really want to cure somebody, I'm not talking just like give them aspirin and, you know, drink a glass of water, take two aspirin, go to bed early. You know, if you really want to cure what they've got, you've got to go into the spiritual side because most diseases have a dis-ease or spiritual cause to it.
Yeah. One of the core principles of the quantum university, Dr. Paul, says we call downward causation. What it means that start from the bliss with the spiritual body, then going to down to the supramental, which is the way the consciousness is all about, then down to the mental, which is the mind, and the vital, the emotions,
right.
And then come down to the physical manifestations that matters.
Mm.
So the most people go so upward causation. Right. This is a kind of modern thinking, right? So,
right.
Oh, physical body that matters the most.
Right.
Forget about the energy, the emotions, right?
Right.
So we got to change the consciousness there. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Could you give out your website so people maybe or email people could
yes.
reach you?
So my current practice is the AIM Center for Natural Healing. So it's the aimnaturalhealing.com.
Aimnaturalhealing.com. Okay,
yes.
That's easy to remember.
And then my quantum health consulting business that we are starting with my Dr. Isabel, my business partner, we have a globalhealing.com. This is where we like to take the leadership to the area of the medicine and the field so we can empower them.
Mm-hmm. Let me spell that out because people may misinterpret it for global healing. So it's Global Healy, GlobalHealy.
Correct.
Okay. Healy,
yes. Healy,
right. Not healing, but Healy.
Correct.
Okay, good. Good. Have you had, tell us some miracle stories or success stories where you've been able to help people, if you don't mind.
Yes, absolutely. So this is one of the technique that I do called the FSR technique. So frequency specific resonance testing.
Okay.
So many times people call it muscle testing or applied kinesiology.
Uh-huh.
So what I found was that through my practice, basically physical medicine, we are talking about one point at a time on the space, right? So what's happening now? Mm-hmm. But they're not addressing the story, how you got there.
Mm-hmm.
So the cell communication is basically Dr. Emoto, amazing work he has done. Yes, thank you so much. So... water has memory, right? Mm-hmm. So then, okay, well then cell, how much the cell contain of water? Over 70-80%,
yeah.
Right? So then that means the cell has the memory, which Dr. Bruce Lipton says from the epigenetic, standpoint. Okay, so then if you don't communicate the cell, which has the memory information, so if you can have a dialogue, don't we have an answer for that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the all those different modalities, people use different technology or technique to be able to communicate to the cell so that we can find the story. How did you get there?
Mm-hmm.
Then we can restore the information and then harmonize that. Then this is what's called a miracle. Could happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one of the stories is that so the person who has had high blood pressure over 200 many times under 130, 20 years. So they went to see every physician, doctor.
For 20 years, he had high blood pressure of like 200.
Could easily go up to over 200, over 130, 40.
Oh, my goodness.
Easily.
Yeah. Oh
so
goodness.
Every physician says that you are a walking bomb, right?
Right.
So literally, he came into my office, I thought he was a walking bomb.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay.
So we had to have a dialogue because he had done many of this medicine healing.
Yeah.
Get to the point, okay, there's something missing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So after those months, we had this many communication. Mm-hmm. One day, he asked me, you think the electromagnetic radiation, is that something that affects my body? I said, yes. And so what would you ask me? Because you're not working Microsoft or T-Mobile, surrounded by those electromagnetic radiation, right?
Sure. Right.
And he said, well, I've been working, my home office is surrounded by all the gadgets, basically technology that you can imagine. It's like bigger than any other technology offices. Ooh. And so I'm in the office 24/7 over 20 years.
Mm. Well, there you go. There
you go, right?
Yeah, there you go.
So that when I had dialogue with his cell, and said, absolutely, that was answered.
Sure.
So what we do was that he grounded himself, earthing, and then he took all the dirty electricity and then neutralize all the radiation, fabrication, everything goes, right?
By grounding.
Grounding, and then creating a different system. Uh-huh. And then here, actually, Puget Sound Energy came to took the smart meter out. Mm-hmm. So basically, literally went down to, he had this 4 meters that can read every single energy, went down to zero. Wow. And then 3 weeks later, his blood pressure, first time down to 130 over 80, 90.
Wonderful. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh my gosh, he came down to normal blood pressure. That's amazing.
No more walking bomb.
No more walking bomb. Correct.
Explode everywhere.
Well, that's good.
Oh, so this is just one of the beginning stories. Mm-hmm. Right? Many of this invisible frequency that can be very toxic to the human body.
Yeah.
But we have no idea until you become the physiological problem.
Mm. Right. Exactly.
Right. Isn't it? Yeah.
Well, good for you. That's great. Well,
thank you.
Tell us another one.
So another one is a 10-year-old child and a social worker, same as a whole family. Mm-hmm. So he had this ADHD, typical you know, behavioral issues at school, and he can't sleep well, and he got lots of emotional anger and frustration. So parents came to the wit's end, right? Nowhere else to go. So the social worker, which is a good friend of mine, she knows my work.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you go see this Buddha doctor?
Buddhist doctor.
Buddha doctor. Buddha doctor.
So here we go. So they don't know what to expect. Uh-huh. So I said, okay, let's have a conversation. So we had a great time with this child. So then when I asked him the question, I got the signal of electromagnetic radiation field. And said, okay, what are you doing? So do you have anything around his environment? And mother says, he has a Wi-Fi system under his bed.
under his bed.
Okay, wow. let's first of all get rid of that, right?
move it.
And ground him down in a you know, dark rooms and all the other things that I say, okay, let's create environment for success, right? Instead of for success. So then a week later, she called and said, we don't need any more follow-up appointments. You cure me. He's back to normal.
Oh my gosh, wonderful.
Celebration.
That's wonderful.
Right?
I have to ask you, we watched this film 5G Apocalypse last night. Not exactly a cheery film, but interesting. What do you know about 5G, and do you have an opinion on what'll happen if, I don't think they'll be able to pull it off, but if they did.
That is a very, very good one, because on T-Mobile, actually, as a matter of fact, tested 5G December 14th. I was in San Diego. I was taking a seminar.
Oh, really?
That night, I couldn't somehow sleep well, and I have no idea. Just in a different environment, sleeping in a hotel. Sure. Came back in a Monday. I had a patient client who has this all those gadgets, right? Not the same person, but different person. Very highly sensitive to the EMF.
Right.
So she said, you cannot believe these doctors. My meter went from 0.1, typically under the 1, back to, I remember, 50,000.
50,000? Oh,
enormous amount of jump. And she said, I was buzzing and I was vibrating. I woke up middle of the night. And I said, are you talking about the Friday, the night? And she said, that's the night. Whoa. And I asked around, and many people had a similar experience. And that was a blast of the 5G effect.
Interesting.
Interesting enough, I was San Diego. That was one of the cities they blasted. Seattle, San Francisco, they picked, I think, five cities tested. That's exactly the same day.
What were they testing to see how many people would die during that time?
Probably.
How many people would get sick and ill?
You know, they have a good intention. You know, they want technology oriented. We got to have a better, faster communication. Which, you know, I think intention is great. It's not. I don't think that they knew what's the effect to the human body.
Right. Well, people back in the 50s and 60s thought that nuclear energy was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Right.
And you know, they didn't realize that you could pollute the entire planet, wipe us out as a species. All you need is one little China syndrome nuclear accident. You could wipe out the entire planet.
Right.
5G is the same thing. Actually, they tried 5G in Korea last year.
Really?
The year before. Yeah, they did it in five cities. And no sooner than they turned it on one afternoon that they shut it down a couple hours later. All the birds were dying. People were getting sick. Couldn't drive their cars. Couldn't walk around. Had all these illnesses. And they said, well, we're not going to scratch that. So, and I think it's going to be the same thing. If they try to pull it in the United States, it's not going to be successful. No. Too many people are going to wake up. They're going to say, I suddenly got sick. I, can't work.
Right. You know, so here's going to be a question, right? So no matter what technology is advancing, and you know, we are using higher and better frequency to carry the information field, right? So one way that I look at it is I look at it as a conscious approach to the clients and say, you know, having the fear, again, that creates a source.
Exactly.
Get into the water. Again, the body creates that. Right.
And fear resonates with that fear vibration.
Yes.
So that brings it to yourself.
Right. Yes, it'll make it even worse, right?
Exactly.
Right.
So why don't I have a conscious approach? Okay, if you have that, and if we need to have the frequency to harmonize that, those disruptive cells.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's
right.
one of the technology that we into this. You know, quantum physicists found out quantum sensor to scan, find the resonant frequency, and you can harmonize it.
Right. Yeah. Wow. That's
and everything is, because everything is vibration, and that has yin and yang, positive and negative. So when we're focusing on negative vibration, even though the vibration is exactly the same, but if it's negative, then what we can do is to bring positive to this negative vibration.
Yeah. With harmony.
With harmony.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Then it will neutralize and we won't have any problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yes,
yeah.
isn't
yeah.
it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. According to this film last night, in 1996, the big telecom companies wrote in federal legislation that decision makers were not to consider any health effects from the new cell technology. And so now we're getting these health effects from them.
Mm-hmm.
People are complaining, and I think that was a crime for the telecommunications companies to do that, because they're basically making us like guinea pigs.
Right.
It's like they don't care what happens to our health as long as they force this on us. Mm-hmm. And make their money. They don't care what happens to our health in the meantime, because it has health consequences, which we pay for.
Because
then they have to see people to help get help. And that all costs money.
Mm-hmm.
Our money, not theirs.
Yeah. So they're not having that so-called conscious approach, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
But I think they're getting the same result as we are getting also, because they're living in that environment also. So they should be.
Yeah. I don't see the 5G system being implemented. I think too many people are going to protest. They tried it in South Korea. It's been shut down now. Anywhere they put it, you know, it will work, but people won't be able to work. They'll get cancer, all kinds of problems. When we were in England last year, there was a lady I met at the scientist's house. Oh, his name was Simon of all people. Rural England, out north of London, and the 5G system had been instituted. She was from Edinburgh in Scotland, and there was a 5G cell tower just like literally, I guess, 50 yards outside of her door. Mm-hmm. She was a concert pianist for the Edinburgh Symphony Orchestra, and she couldn't do practice and couldn't work anymore as a concert pianist, because the 5G system completely scrambled her brain. She had to move way out in the country, far away from any cell towers. She was fine then, but she couldn't work anymore because of the system. And who pays for that? We do.
Right.
If people can't work, they're gonna lose money. You know, this whole system is so not very well planned out, and it's because the telecom companies have intentionally excluded the health effects from any consideration. I think it's criminal what they've done, frankly.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's criminal.
Well, it is the profit oriented in the intention. They have different intention.
Yeah, right? Different intention. Service to self. Yeah, service to self. But Anthony, since we have Anthony specializes in angels, what do your angels say about this?
I said this in the last segment of the show, but basically they're saying, this is the world you're letting go of. Look at it. Is this really you? If not, let go of it. This is the old world.
Yeah, yeah.
It's this idea that the bigger you grow, the tighter your shirt gets until you get a new shirt.
Okay,
yeah. New world that I see is so far in the opposite direction. We'll all be telepathic, and I know you said that you've seen the same thing.
Yeah,
And pretty much everything will eventually transition to being free, and we'll all live in abundance knowing that we can all help each other that way.
Yeah. So we won't need telephones to call our grandma or grandpa or Uncle Joe. in St. Louis. We can just send a telepathic message, and he'll get it, and he'll communicate back.
Right. So, we are souls is already communicating,
yeah,
right? So why do we need that type of frequency, right?
Right, right, exactly. Why do we need the frequency?
We can just send the frequency
to we have a biophoton the body is producing, so we have to really sharpen our pineal gland, right?
Right.
So
right.
the receiver and transducer.
Why then in the future, why would I need to pay $60 a month to a telecom company to transmit messages that I can do for free?
Correct. Right. I think we are heading the direction.
Okay,
right.
There we go. There we go.
That's the solution right there.
Yeah, that's the solution right there.
I think the children come in already with these abilities, psychic abilities. They just kind
of
forget
mm-hmm.
about them.
Yeah,
but,
many of them.
Yeah, right. But I think the mandatory vaccination program that's being pushed upon many Americans is an attempt to shut down the capability because vaccinations can only do harm, no good.
And there comes the solution that Dr. Shimizu has, right?
So some of the frequencies.
Yeah,
that could be one of them.
Yeah,
you know, of course, that one thing cannot solve every issue, but that could be a very practical because it's a very portable wearable. Mm-hmm. So people can really start understanding what energy, the vibration, frequency is all about. So for us, it's more about really focus on education, you know, empower them, you know, taking back your hand for your healing, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of relying on somebody. So passive against the proactive. So that's our principle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's good. Yes. That's good. That's good, Shimizu. Dr. Shimizu. Well, how do other doctors react to what you say? Are they open to your ideas? Or they think you're crazy? Or
no, actually, most of the clients or even the doctors and any friends, as a matter of fact, you know, we attract the energy, right? Frequency. Mm-hmm. So anybody I speak to, because they already have the similar vibration, so we're in a circle of those people. So
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so I don't have any opposition. The more of that, I think the people like to come into the circle. So the bigger the wave that we create, so they want to hop on that wave, right?
Sure.
So we really like to create the movement, I guess, there. And I think shift is there, and I think awakening is still happening. So I don't have any hesitation to talking to anybody, but depends on what level the language you're going to speak to them. Some people are very open, some people a little bit, right? Or you have to fish them out sometimes. They're closet doctor, right?
Right.
Sure, yeah. Right.
But
I
like that what you're saying, but I can't really come out of the closet.
Came out of the closet.
Yeah. So you got to keep it candy.
Right.
How funny. Do you think sometimes people with professional degrees are threatened, can be threatened by new ways of doing things because they've got an investment in their degree or a certain education that doesn't allow for?
In my mind, there's no conflict or anything. It is actually, it's a complementing everything, right?
Because
a physical doctor, absolutely brilliant, you know, emergency, we need that. Otherwise, we're not here, right?
Sure.
Many
of
the people are alive. And then also healing energy doctors, they have done century after centuries, but now the separation was the problem. Right?
Yeah.
So
really,
how can I put this all the bridge together?
Right.
That's where the frequency, the energy, the, you know, those quantum physics really come into the picture. So that can close the language between that ancient spiritual mystical practice, right, healing, can we translate into the physical actual language, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you think the future of medicine in this world will be based upon quantum mechanics and quantum entanglement in the
future? Absolutely. For now, I think we are hitting the directions, but I'm sure that there's a new paradigm that's going to emerge, right, as the things advance.
Interesting.
Yeah. But at this moment, I would say absolutely, you know, shift is happening.
I think. I see holistic medicine is what everybody is seeing now, and that's the direction that people are going, all the doctors also. So we do have many different kinds of medical doctors, but they will be doing the work they are supposed to be doing. Well, but at the same time, it will be holistically collaborating with each other.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, your HADO machines, Michi, are the based upon vibration.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if that's not woo-woo, I don't know what is. No, I mean, it's definitely quantum physics, quantum entanglement. You're talking about vibration.
Right.
You know.
And the negative vibration is the cause of the problem. So we just neutralize it with the harmony by changing this negative frequency to the positive frequency.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's how we heal everyone.
Right. That's
and that's
true.
Water that has that, carries that information, and that the water that changes the frequency of the DNA or DNA we have, the every single cells that we have. So when we learn that water is the conductor of frequency that changes.
Yeah, that's true. It is.
So this machine does that too.
It's amazing. I'll never forget when I first found out about these machines and then realized that the success rate from a diagnostic point of view was phenomenal. It was very, very high.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you really help people.
Yeah.
And it's more than physical. It's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that this went into the fifth dimension, you know, well beyond the third dimension. And I can see this becoming even bigger in the future.
I think even now, we're in the world of this vibrational therapy.
Yeah, you see
and
that
preventive
coming out.
More than after getting disease, we're preventing the diseases. So we want to stay well.
Right.
So that's vibration, you know, quantum physics and quantum therapy.
Right.
I think.
How many times have I heard someone, for example, they have traditional methods for cancer like chemotherapy and surgery, and then they get out, but yet, if they don't address those underlying spiritual problems like anger, for example, anger problems.
Absolutely.
If you don't get rid of the anger that caused the cancer in the first place, it can come back.
Right.
Because the vibrations are still low.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer cells vibrate at 2 hertz per second.
It's the best.
Yeah.
When we know why it happened, why I have this disease, and when we discover the root cause, then we can learn how to change it.
Right.
So, like, anger can affect liver.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, whenever you have the problem with liver, when you look at yourself, or when I look at myself, then I go, oh, I get so angry so often because of this. Then I stay back, or I try to stay in a better emotional state.
Right.
So this is where the subconscious mind, between the age 0 to 7, this is a homeopathic world. They talk about your subconscious and unconscious mind being developed, fully developed by age 7. So that becomes your blueprints, how you react.
Oh, but really by age 7?
By age 7.
Okay, I thought it was 5. But
well, some people 5, there's no such as the
my memory goes way back,
evidence,
but I can't really remember.
Yeah, between 5 and 7, that would be the correct answer.
So so if you've had a crummy childhood, then you spend the rest, sometimes you may spend many years after that, 7 years old, trying to correct whatever happened to you.
That's the only lens that you have, right? So you see the world of the lens through that dictionary or the blueprints that you have. So you cannot see any other way. But then original version of you, you have an unlimited potentiality. That's where the quantum unified field, right? This is what the Dr. Joe talked about through the meditation, going to the higher level of the unified field consciousness. Now you can refire all the sequence in the neurophysics, right?
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so you manifest the new reality.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got about 2.5 minutes left, and I want to give you the rest of the time, and I want to thank Michiko for being here, Anthony from Los Angeles, and, of course, Dr. Shimizu.
Thank you.
Go ahead and have a couple of minutes to try to wrap up your beautiful interview, and then I'll say something at the end. Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, some more. Context.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So, as a matter of fact, I wanted to tell you, Michiko-san, about about the liver anger, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, famous doctor, Dr. Candace Pert, she's a neuroscientist. She was the John Hopkins, the PhD, and the scholar and the researcher. She coined the term PNI, or somebody else coined the term, but she actually solidified the term psychoneuroimmunology. So what she has found was that,
I like the term.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? PNI.
Yeah.
So really, literally, this is the way the newest finding and then applying to the physical world. That psycho as a P, so your mind affecting the neuro as the neurophysics, the immunity.
Oh.
So she found the actual neuropeptide that has the emotion, each set of emotion as a neuropeptide bond. They communicate to the receptor in the brain and empower the organs, which is the liver has the receptor of the anger, so neuropeptide are communicating to the liver.
Right.
Beautiful. So this is what happens.
Yeah. Obviously, let's visualize creating a beautiful new world where there's everyone's living in harmony and there's no
with
war.
Joy.
With joy.
Joy,
absolutely.
Love, happiness, love, joy,
love and
passion.
Gratitude.
Yep.
I mean, I mean, who wouldn't want to live in a world like that?
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
the kind of world that President Kennedy tried to create back in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And if he'd lived, we would be in the fifth dimension now. But it's the destiny of this planet to ascend and to create a better planet than we've got now, a happier planet. And it's happening. It's happening right now. And all of us have been waiting here for sometimes tenth of thousands of years, including yours truly, waiting for this moment. And it's here. Well, Dr. Shimizu, thank you so much for
coming
on today.
Thank you so much for having come over.
Quickly, what's your website again?
Yes. So www.aimnaturalhealing.com.
Okay.
And the other one's the Global Healy, H-E-A-L-Y.
com. Okay,
yes.
All right.
Thanks so much.
I hope everyone has a really beautiful and happy weekend. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Out of This World. I know better times are coming for humanity, and I hope you can all come to my Galactic Wisdom Conference next month. I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend, and thank you so much for making this planet a better place. Together, I know we can create a paradise here on Earth. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a beautiful day.
Bye, everyone.
Bye,
thank
everybody.
You. Bye.
Thank you.